do this thing. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome on this March 4th, a Monday. Boo, I know. And it's extra Monday after a big snowstorm, but that's only if you live up north like I do. But whatever the case, whether you just walked out and dusted off your car or had to dig it out, the Daily Podcast is here to provide you some entertainment and doesn't require a shovel, a scraper, or any other assorted things we don't want anything else to do with this year. So let's get to it. We talked misheard lyrics today, and we have big plans in the future for that topic. We shared four random facts along with Cindy Graham, heard about a ding-dong debacle, and John posed an interesting question today, and we had a five calls to say it all in terms of how the audience felt about it. And it's Monday morning, so we rounded up the stupid humans who were making the news over the weekend to thin the herd for the betterment of humanity. Let's go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I have to tell you something. I mean, they are ticking me off. News services, television stations, news radio are ticking me off more and more with the sight of Snowflake One. All right, now I don't know. Now you got a lot of snow up the Great White North.
Oh, we got dumped on.
Really?
Probably about 7 inches for me.
Really?
I imagine Allentown's probably maybe like 8, 10.
Right.
If I could take a guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and what about
3.5 to 4 probably in Willowbrook?
Really?
Yeah, dude, I got hit.
Right, right. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I walked outside. It was wet. I mean, maybe the wet took it down. Right, but it didn't break 2 inches.
You feeling left out?
No, well, I'm not feeling left out. I'm upset because all they said on news yesterday was a major snowstorm. I didn't encounter a major snowstorm.
Well, just so you know, John, Dave did.
Yeah.
And the news is not
6 ABC, I guess, was
just for you.
Yeah, trying to take over the Lehigh Valley.
Of the three of us, I'm the only one who watches it.
Well, that's, you're right. You're right. Maybe you should stop.
I have every right to bitch.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates it.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
There is something that we've been threatening to do for the better part of 2 years now, if not longer. We did it once before, maybe about 10 or 14 years ago.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, that's the last time I did this. It is the Misheard Lyrics Show. You know, there's always a song that comes along that maybe you've gotten the words wrong on, or you know someone who's gotten the words wrong on. Well, we want to know what they are. I mean, one of the best that I ever heard was... And there were the common ones. There's the, bingo jet's got a light on as opposed to big old jet airliner,
sure.
Right? And there's a bad moon, there's a bathroom on the right.
Yep, that's a common one.
Right.
Yeah.
And so don't send us those. The common ones we don't want to know about. We want to know about the unique ones that either you came up with yourself, right, or that you misheard or that you know someone else did, and we want you to send them to us at lyrics@wmgk.com. The two of the best that I ever heard had to do with Billy Joel songs. One was, "You make the rice, I'll make the gravy."
Which you sing every single time we play that song.
I do. Right? And the other one is, "Anthony works at the grocery store across from the Mad Placenta."
Which I love.
Now, it's like, who in God's name would ever believe that someone would use that as a lyric? Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course there's a store called the Mad Placenta. I think it's a bar.
You never shopped there?
Right? I'm surprised. So whatever it might be, send it on into us. We're probably going to do this next Tuesday, and we would love your name and, where you live and, the song that you have the misheard lyrics on, or maybe someone else has the misheard lyrics on. I was telling Steve this story. Well, my best friend ever in life, Phil Newman, right, was notorious for getting songs wrong, right, but lyrics wrong, getting them wrong, notorious. He heard lyrics that were nowhere near what was being sung. And one day, while playing handball, of all things, mm-hmm. right, he turns to my friend Steve and I, and he says, "Have you heard this new Steely Dan song, right, Bad Sneakers and a Pina Colada?" And Phil, you've gone too far. Phil, you've gone way too far. Bad Sneakers and a Pina Colada. Right? And and we were just goofing on him for the rest of the night. About 3 or 4 days later, we're at a friend's house. There's a little party going on. The radio's playing. And all of a sudden comes on Steely Dan's Bad Sneakers and a Pina Colada.
Of course.
Right? And I look across the room at Steve, and Steve's looking for me going, "It's real?" Yes, in fact, it was real. So, sometimes the misheard lyrics are the real lyrics, but we want to know the misheard ones. So send us an email to lyrics at WMGK.com. Put Miss Hurd in the subject line, and we will try to get yours on the air. We're going to get as many on the air as we possibly can. Paying tribute to my old friend Phil Newman and Bad Sneakers and a Pina Colada. I'm telling you, like, if you hadn't heard the song and someone tells you that there's a song called Bad Sneakers and a Pina Colada, it's actually only called Bad Sneakers, but the line is Bad Sneakers and Pina.
I'd be like, that's a Jimmy Buffett song. Well, that's the only way I'm buying it.
Cindy, you ever get a song title wrong? Is there one that you don't get?
A song title?
Misheard lyric?
You know, with Killer Queen, I always thought the first line was she keeps a Maurice Chandel in a pretty cabinet. Like, I thought that was some kind of a painting or artist or something.
Keep it from people?
It's funny. Yeah, I'm acting like I know what he's saying, too. Right. I don't.
Maurice Chandel.
What? It's a champagne.
Is it a champagne? Okay. It's something out of my tax
bracket. Upstate Dave. They don't have that up there.
Okay.
I actually thought, I don't know what I thought it was, but only a few years ago did I understand what Freddie was actually saying in Killer Queen. Yeah, I didn't
you
know.
Mean that, you mean the Maurice Chandel line?
Yeah, I had no idea what it was until just a couple years ago.
I'm in the same boat as you.
Right.
Yeah, but I grew up and look at me now.
Yeah, you still can't afford it.
I'm a Renaissance man.
Mine was when Sweet Emotion came out.
Uh-huh.
I was convinced that they were going, wheels in motion. And to this day, that's what I hear.
Which kind of works.
It does work, you know. It makes as much sense, you know.
Right, right.
Wheels in motion.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. I would like some traffic music please. Thank you very much.
I put it in the wrong spot.
I'll share my misheard lyric in the meantime to give Steve time. In Van Morrison's Moondance, I thought he was saying, you know, the night's magic seems to whisper Anne Heche.
Yes! I hear it every time.
Yes. Like, why is he talking about Ellen's ex?
Exactly.
Anne Heche.
Anne Heche, remember her?
Yeah. No. I remember her well.
I don't think she
was gay, and then she wasn't gay, and then, she disappeared.
Yeah. When he sang that song, she was probably like six.
I hear it every time now. Yeah. I still hear it.
Anne Heche.
I sing it that way, too.
Sweet Emotion.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Well, it's a Monday morning. Let's do it.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, get us started this morning.
Okay, National Lampoon's Vacation gets credit for killing the station wagon. After the movie came out, sales plummeted, and the minivan almost immediately became the most popular family car.
Wow. Huh. Well, I love the Vista Cruiser.
How could you not? Yeah.
Steve?
Baskin-Robbins was almost Robbins Baskin, as odd as that sounds. They were brother-in-laws. Burton Baskin was married to Irv Robbins' sister. Her name was Shirley. They each had ice cream shops and decided to merge in 1948. And a coin flip was what determined what name was going first and what was going second.
Okay. Dave?
Only one scene in the movie Fargo is actually set in the city of Fargo, North Dakota, and no scenes were actually filmed there.
Wow. All right. And lastly this morning, Cheetos exist because of the U.S. military. All right. It needed a new way to ship and store cheese during World War II, and the USDA scientists invented cheese powder. And then after the war, manufacturers, including the Frito Company, bought the leftover powdered cheese, and they came up with a new way to use it, and Cheetos were born. What? And there are your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
I am lucky, and I think all of us are lucky, to be able to say that the letters HOA have nothing to do with where we live. Mm-hmm. And it seems that they might be in my future, right? But right now it has nothing to do with it. And all I hear are HOA horror stories all the time.
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Right. Check out this one. Homeowners Association in Tennessee tried to find a woman because of the shape left on the pavement after a snowstorm, which was the outline of her car.
What?
All right. Okay. Well, it was the outline. Well, it was left by the outline of her car. It ended up looking like some guy's junk.
Yeah.
Right? And it must have been a Porsche Panamera because they look like some guy's junk on top also. All right.
One of those motorcycles with the side seat.
Yeah, so
you know?
I can't even imagine how this could have happened. Right. You know, how does like this, the whole shape of junk, right, end up in the snow. They fined her $100 for violating the decency standards of the neighborhood.
That's ridiculous.
She thought so also and took them to court.
Good.
Right, and took the, you know, which they have billed as the ding dong debacle. All right,
your first and, term dealed was right.
Right, and you know. But they actually used it as they had veiled threats against the woman, right? Yes. And after she took him to court, it was like, okay, well, we're going to back down on this, all right? So next time a schlong appears in the snow, don't sue. All right? Hey, just leave it be. Come on, ridiculous. Don't you have more things to do? Right? Hey, does it bother you that much? Get a shovel, all right? Change the shape.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Now, speaking of surprises, a 36-year-old woman named Kelly Rolette from Benton County, Washington, did one of those DNA tests last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and there was a big surprise for her. Her father, Howard, wasn't listed as her father.
Oh.
Okay. It said that her father was a man named Gerald Mortimer.
Oh, they had a name and everything.
Yeah, they did. All right. The reason why they had a name is because Gerald Mortimer was her parents' fertility doctor.
Woo. Oh, one of those.
Right. It turns out her parents had trouble conceiving, so they went to Dr. Mortimer, who suggested mixing Howard's sperm with some of a donor who had a higher sperm count that looked like Howard. He didn't even bother going to get the guy.
Right. He's clearly lazy.
He secretly just put an extra sample of himself in there.
Whoa.
All right. And now Kelly and her parents are suing Mortimer, his wife, and his clinic for medical negligence, battery, and fraud.
Yep.
Right. They're seeking $75,000 in damages.
All right. Talk about playing God.
Wow. Well, how about this one? All right. We went out to dinner with friends this weekend, mm-hmm. and I'm going to leave names out here, but someone told me that they found out, right, that her father was not her father.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And her mom knew,
mm-hmm.
right? Her mom told her, but her dad still doesn't know. The dad knows also, but the dad doesn't know that she knows.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And she's in a quandary because mm-hmm. she doesn't. Do I tell him I know? She said, look, he was a great dad my whole life. I love him to death. He's the only father I know. Do I tell him that I know that he's not my birth father?
That's a tough one, man.
Yeah. So,
that's a catch-22.
If he knows that he's not,
uh-huh.
then I think it's okay to tell. If he didn't know, I wouldn't be.
Sure.
I wouldn't
yeah,
be like,
would
hey, you're not my dad's surprise.
Right.
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 I would tell him. And because if he already knows he's not, eventually you're going to find out.
But maybe there's some sort of joy that he gets.
Some sort of dynamic that would change.
Yeah, that would change. That's the whole thing.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of letting sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I don't let them lie. I wake them up and I would tell them.
Yeah, of course you would.
Because you're a jerk.
Thank you. Thank you for once backing me up on that.
Unbelievable.
I'm just picturing my dog at home and Steve just kicking her.
I would never
get out.
I would never kick a dog.
215-263-WMGK.
I'd let it be.
I believe that this is a five call.
Okay.
All right, so do you tell them or do you not tell them? Call us here in the studio. Five call says it all. 215-263-WMGK. Tell dad or not. Cindy, what would you do in that situation? If you found out that your dad was not your birth dad, mom knew, dad knew, but dad didn't know that you knew, would you tell him?
I think honesty is the best policy. It would be hard, but it might be a big relief for him to not have that secret if he already knows.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
Well, she put it in better words than I did.
Yeah, right, because you always put it in a nasty way.
Only when I'm talking to you.
So, and Dave, for that matter. Right? But Dave and I are let sleeping dogs lie. Right. Let's go to the phone. Five calls say it all. I am GK. So she finds out that dad is not her dad. Dad knows. Does she tell him she knows? Yes or no? Tell him or not tell him?
Not tell him.
Tell him or not tell him?
Do not tell him.
Tell him or not tell him?
Don't tell him.
Tell him or not tell him?
Right, tell him.
Okay, you're the deciding vote. Tell him or not tell him?
I would tell him personally.
We have an answer, and it's tell him.
Told you.
I think I miscounted.
Yeah.
I think I miscounted.
Yeah, no, flip that and reverse
three,
it.
3-2. It's yeah. Don't tell.
Don't
him.
Tell. All right. The people have spoken.
All right. I'm not good with math on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. All right. But no, the people have spoken and it's not tell him. Wow. Very surprising.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again.
Send the herd. Send the herd.
Check out this guy. A 20-year-old guy in Syracuse named Ron, let me correct that, Ryan Huftalen, right, recently met a woman at church and he wanted to date her. But instead of just asking her out, he claimed to be a CIA agent. After they met, he told her terrorists were after him and her life was also in danger because she knew him. He also said that she should stop talking to people, stay home, and not call the police. She did what he said because he told her she might be injured or killed. All right? He even created a fake CIA badge. I don't even think the CIA has badges, yeah, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
Right? Eventually, she called the cops. The dumbest part was his real job was kind of cool. He was a drone camera operator for the Air National Guard.
Dude!
Or actually, maybe was a drone. Yeah. Right?
What are you doing?
He's facing charges of criminal impersonation of a public servant.
In the herd.
I did not know that was a crime, but okay. What do you got, Steve?
All right, let's visit Georgia.
Okay.
61-year-old woman near Atlanta got into it with her 32-year-old son Tuesday night over a box of Cheez-Its.
We love Cheez-Its.
Yes. Oh, it's right up your alley, Steve.
Apparently he was drinking, but that's all we know. The guy's named Jeremy Wyatt. It got so heated that between him and his mom that his mom and her other son decided they were going to call the cops. Jeremy was not happy about this, and when he found out the cops were on their way, he locked both of them in the upstairs room, went outside to get some gasoline, and lit the house on fire.
Oh my God!
So the listen, guys, it's Cheez-Its.
Okay,
this is all right. The other son was able to get his mom out the window from the second floor. They're both okay. The house was able to be saved. It didn't really light on fire too much. Jeremy is now facing charges for arson and criminal damage to property.
Jesus, we buy them by the box, folks, because the machine charges too much.
Yeah.
I got a 60. Speaking of Cheez-Its, they go well with pot. A 63-year-old guy from Oregon named Mark Doyle was caught driving through Pennsylvania with 500 pounds of pot in the back of his U-Haul last Thursday. And the reason he got pulled over was he was driving 40 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone, otherwise known as the Dave Gibson School of Driving. So he got pulled over. It's not clear if he was just being mega careful or if he'd been sampling some of his own product, but the cops did find a small amount of pot in the front seat and then a ginormous amount in the back. He's facing multiple drug trafficking charges.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, there's a 47-year-old woman named Joan Adamson from West Valley City, Utah. And last month, she was hired to work as a cashier at a 7-Eleven. Well, during her first shift, she stole prepaid credit cards worth more than $4,500. During her second shift, she took $5,000 worth of money orders. And then when it came time for her third shift, she just walked out and left the store open and unattended.
Oh, my God.
Since it's Utah, customers showed up and they politely called the police and said, hey, there's nobody working in this store at all. Joan was arrested 2 days later after a chase, which included her trying to run over a cop. She just pleaded guilty to forgery, theft, and failure to stop at the command of an officer. She will be sentenced in April.
In the herd.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is!
All right, let's hear it!
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on!
Who is it? Tell us!
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.